What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Well, Russia was saying that after the shoot down of the Ilyushin 20, there was going to be a response. And now we're finding out it's going to go through the courts. Russia is instituting criminal proceedings against Israel for the actions that led to the shoot down of the Ilyushin. What's really interesting is that this article, which came on out from Veterans Today, is being blocked by Google. And Google will not translate or copy. Fortunately, Veterans Today has their own. But apparently, they're going to conduct an investigation as to exactly what happened. And they're probably going to take Israel to the International Criminal Court in The Hague, which, of course, Nikki Haley will be screaming and crying and tearing her hair out. Interestingly enough, just before this attack on Latakia, a whole bunch of NATO warships were amassing in the area. There's a lot of hardware sitting there. And the Eastern Mediterranean is being patrolled by the Canadian Navy frigate HMCS Ville de Quebe, by the Greek Navy ship Ellie, and the Dutch Navy frigate HNLMS De Ruyter. So I don't think this is over. I don't think people are going to back down. They've got too many assets there to not go ahead with staging some kind of a false flag and say the war is back on. Yeehaw, my stock portfolio is loaded up with defense stocks and I'm going to get rich here. The Russian military did find the crash site and they recovered as many of the bodies in pretty bad condition as they were able to. So they're going to take those back home. Interestingly enough, there has been almost no mention of this on the American corporate media. It's still all Florence. It's still all Kavanaugh. Not a mention of this. We're hovering at the edge of outright conflict with Russia. There have been one or two mentions which leave out Israel's role. The American corporate media is reporting that Syria accidentally shot down this Russian warplane. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Mark in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. It's been a while since I've talked to you. A lot is on my mind. First of all, the Trump. Everybody has their issues with him and being a black person in Southern California. My biggest issue with him is I think he's turned his back on his supporters.
Especially,
I think, you know, being in Southern California, sir, you know, I had to support him. If I did, I had to support him in stealth, because to do so any other way would have been putting my safety at great risk. You know,
yeah, that was a real problem.
The Ron Paul campaign, I was able to put a big old Ron Paul sticker on the side of an old Chevy lowrider and roll all through the valley for a while without getting much opposition. Most people just didn't know or didn't care, or just figured, oh well, he's for him because he's a druggie, you know. And it took a while before I actually got the nerve to go to LA wearing anything Ron Paul, but it wasn't that bad. But the signs early on clearly told you that you do anything Trump and it's like you will be sought out violently. And
yes,
that is still something that I believe is not addressed nearly enough. And for that alone, you know, if I could, if I had 5 minutes with him, I'd tell him, you won't get my vote next time, man. You know, because for
well,
a second,
it's not up to Trump. It's not up to Trump. It's the Democrats, the liberals who are doing this. And the reason it's still going on is they're going to do the same thing going into the November midterms. It's a strategy yes. that has been working for them to literally physically threaten the opposing party and the opposing voters. I mean, you got Maxine Waters is out there calling for somebody to knock off Donald Trump. That's where it's going. We're virtually in a civil war. We don't have rockets, but that's where we are.
Pastor Mike, I know how you believe it, but I know you're from California, and I know, you know, I used to tell my mom, who I just lost, that you were my pastor. And 'cause I know, you know, you're a Californian, and I know you've been ordained, you know, in California.
Yep.
I think about you sometimes when I pass the Jack in the Box on Laurel Canyon, because I know that was a spot that you had mentioned in one of your shows.
That's or, where I met, you know, Claire.
I hardly ever call, but I listen all the time, a day behind, thanks to Ron Gibson. You know, so my heart is beating like 1,000 miles a minute because I'm, you know, other than the seriousness involved, I still have that, you know, like I'm talking to, you're a rock star to me. Okay, I don't care about LeBron James or any of that other stuff. You know, I have a lot of friends here in the San Fernando Valley, but they do not touch anything with me politically. Okay, I literally ride around in a classic, beautiful convertible Chevrolet, a '68 Chevrolet. I'm in L.A. I'm in the Valley every day, and the Chevrolet has a big sticker on the back that says "Support the Second Amendment." And on the side window, there's this sticker that pretty much puts down mainstream media, you know, CNN. Everything on that is like covert way of saying I'm a conservative. And I totally get, I don't get attacked because there's nothing Trump on the car, but I totally get ignored. And the kids who don't understand what the stuff is, they look at the car and they kind of give me props. But they don't look at the stickers and say anything. And the ones that know what the stickers are, you know. I mean, clearly, I'm sure I've seen Second Amendment people. I've wore, like, in July, I wear a shirt that says, "Never forget the USS Liberty." And it's a huge shirt. And I wear that in public at places like gun stores. And no one says anything. Now, I don't know if I'm being paranoid because, well, maybe I can't be a part of the club that I want to be a part of because it's a racial thing. Or, Marky, come on, is that paranoia? Or are they just really liberal themselves? Or are they just, you know, are they scared to, like, say, you know what, dude, I agree with you about the Liberty or I agree with you about the Second Amendment? No one says anything out here in California. See? I mean, I see the demonstrations and stuff,
You're living in a liberal stronghold. I mean, there's just no two ways about it. And,
yes.
You know, in the spirit of the First Amendment, all of us should be able to walk around with whatever shirts or jackets or bumper stickers we want. But, you know, starting in 2016, we started to see liberalism turn toward violence. Anyway, listen, I need to let you go. I need to take one more phone call. Then we're going to close the phone lines because I'm way, way behind on my talking. Excuse me, talking points. So let's switch over to Keith Rogers. Aloha, Keith. Welcome to the show. Excuse me, I got the hiccups all of a sudden. What's on your mind?
Hope I didn't cause that. Anyway. Hey, you know, one thing that I noticed here on Twitter, as you mentioned there with Russia, that Russia is going to work through the courts, and yet even Russian papers are saying that this is one of the titles from Russian Insider. It says, Putin to powers attacking Syria. Please keep getting my soldiers killed. I won't do anything about it. And apparently there are war hawks everywhere because my Twitter feed is all about everyone wants Russia to attack, Russia to attack. And again, Putin, being the level-headed man that he is, the statesman, is trying to work in other means to prevent war.
Well, he's taking the high ground, and also Trump understands, Putin understands, that whoever attacks first will be seen as the bad guy. And that's the reason right. there's been so much goading of Russia. And it may be that in point of fact, this Ilyushin was shot down intentionally as a provocation. And maybe Syria and Russia decided they were going to have a cover story that it was an accident. It's hard to know because of all the deception that goes on during war. But Putin understands that if he attacks first, world opinion will turn against him. He's playing the high ground. And I know he's getting a lot of pressure from his own people back home. And certainly there's a massive propaganda effort out there trying to goad this war along, which is just utter insanity. Because if we get into a war with Russia, we're also going to be in a war with China. And at some point, whichever side is starting to lose will resort to the nuclear arsenal. And I keep going back to this article that Paul Craig Roberts wrote about, I think it was 2 months ago, where he said there are actually people in Washington, D.C. seriously discussing nuclear weapons against Russia.
Right. The other thing I noticed here is that, you know, growing up there, I always remember hearing people say, yeah, I just got back. I went down and voted. Today it's who you voted for. This party politics stuff is what really gets me. But I was at the doctor's, well, actually three different doctors yesterday there, and in the waiting rooms at each one like that, I had a nice chance to talk with quite a few people there. But I can't believe the I'll call it real, this is actual anger of people that want Hillary in prison. And I was sitting there, and I drew up my YouTube channel for this elderly couple about, I don't know, 15 years older than I was. And I played that video, Trey Gowdy, We Make Law, on my YouTube channel there, where it showed all the missile technology being sent to China from Bill Clinton for ChinaGate. And they said, I never heard of that. And I said, that's right. I said, they use that Hummer in the White House to cope, you know, cover that. And the one gal says that she needs to be in prison. I says, no. I says, she needs to be executed after a legal trial like that to save the taxpayers' money. And two guys across the thing are clapped when I said that.
Yeah.
But again, back to the same thing with the media, Mike, is that no one knows anything because the media covers so much corruption. It's pathetic. And then as far as this Russian thing, you know, it was the same provocation there with the airplane over there in Ukraine, the MH jet that went down. The loss of life is tragic anyway. It's the same as if an Osprey goes down or any of these other planes, you know. Death is death. But people have gotten so callous to seeing death anymore because, hell, they've been watching Afghanistan, Iraq, and, you know, hundreds of thousands of people dying.
And millions.
It only affects them when it hurts them on their doorstep, like there's a school shooting or whatever like that locally. Then suddenly Americans get afraid, and then our liberties are affected in some way.
Yep.
Anyway,
I think there's still, for a lot of Americans, there's a sense of denial about what's really going on. And again, as we mentioned today, the corporate media is absolutely not telling Americans what's going on. We're being conditized. It's distractions. And like I said, looking at Fox News, it's been nothing but Kavanaugh and the aftermath of Tropical Storm Florence, which is bad news, by the way. I don't mean to trivialize the people in the Carolinas right now and their suffering. Anyway, listen, Keith, thank you for the phone.
One more thing, Mike. One more thing. Can I get one more thing here since you brought that up?
Yeah.
I have a friend named Dale who, on Twitter there. He lost his son in Afghanistan. And he has been quite vocal here lately since his son was sent there to fight Al-Qaeda, these men in caves. And now as he sees this unfold over there in Idlib, you want to talk about a man that is pissed off because he lost his son over a lie. That
yes.
is the extent of what the American people are waking up to. Anyway, thank you. Okay, well, have a good one.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network, or actually they rejoined about 10 minutes ago. We are going to take one more call. Dustin from New Jersey wanted to have a response to Mark. And so, Dustin, welcome back to the show. What's your comment?
Yeah, Mike, on California, Dude, do not put a sticker on that car. Do not put a hat on your head. You're behind enemy lines, just like the east. The whole east and west coast is basically enemy lines because they've been brainwashed. For some reason, the middle of the country, the flyover country, has the brains. You know? For some reason, the east and west coast has just been indoctrinated. It's crazy. You know, I never seen anything like it, Mike. I mean, I try to talk to people, and it's just, it goes over their head. Like, I never seen anything like it. I just don't know how to. And, Mike, real quick, can I respond to the gentleman in Japan? Mike, when we went from manufacturing economy to a consumption, now I want people to think about this. Now, if you're a consumption, then if the tariffs will increase the prices, if we got people barely making ends meet now, they're not going to be able to afford these increased prices on products. But, Mike, if the things are made here, there'll be even higher prices. So how the hell would they be able to afford those products if they're made here, like Apple, iPhones, or iPads? They wouldn't at all, right? The government wouldn't make no revenue.
Now, you're absolutely right. We don't have the manufacturing to compete with China just yet. And because of our higher cost of living, the labor costs are going to be intense. But, of course, we're hearing more and more that robots and automation are going to be used, which means we're not going to see the jobs come back, even if the manufacturing comes back to the United States of America.
And real quick on the Afghanistan thing, his friend's son died. Remember, Donald Rumsfeld said they had these elaborate underground bases with, like, tank bunkers and all this sophisticated air filtration. There was nothing like that there. It was all a lie. And remember IL-20, Mike. Also the Liberty 9/11 and IL-20, because this is all BS, Mike. All right, thanks, Mike.
Yeah. And MH17. Okay, thank you for the call. We're going to close the lines here because I'm way behind on the talking points. Now, what's interesting about the timing of the strike into Syria is it came almost immediately after that Turkey and Russia basically secured a ceasefire and declared there was going to be a demilitarized zone in Idlib that would basically be an end to the fighting. And Russia announced there was going to be no operation to go into Idlib. They're just going to let them sit there until they get bored and go someplace else. So the timing is very suspicious of this attack on Syria. I think somebody somewhere wanted to derail the possibility of peace actually coming to the country here. But there's another aspect, and Claire actually came up with this one. If you look at a map of Idlib, you'll notice it's very close to Afrin, which Turkey has already sort of extended into and placed under Turkish control. Now, originally, Turkey said this is just temporary until we get the terrorists out. But they're not showing any signs of wanting to leave. So Turkey is now embedding into Idlib, and it raises a possibility that Turkey might be thinking of annexing Idlib and extending their borders further into Syria, which would make Aleppo a border town. Now, I can't imagine that Assad would be very happy with that, but Assad right now is unfortunately busy in other areas here. Okay, Iraq is getting ready to deploy more of their troops to the Turkish border because there are all these cross-border incursions by Turkish forces into northern Iraq under the pretext of attacking Kurds. And so there's friction building up over there as well. Now, I mentioned this a little bit earlier in the show, but Israel has now come on out talking about Operation Good Neighbor. And I'll elucidate further when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
This is...
was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Okay, and welcome back to our show. We're talking about Israel, which is running something called Operation Good Neighbor. And it is basically their war policy against Iran. And Israel has confirmed they've carried out over 200 attacks against targets in Syria, which they claim are linked to Iran. And this is over the last 2 years. And apparently, in addition to that, Israel has secretly armed and funded at least 12 Syrian rebel groups in southern Syria since 2013. And Netanyahu is basically out there saying that Israel is taking a zero tolerance policy, meaning they're going to go on attacking Syria, claiming that they're attacking Iran. And of course, that is not going to work very well for regional stability. Meanwhile, over in the U.S., proving how petty people can be, the United States State Department has revoked the visas for the family of the PLO ambassador. And this is the latest development in the worsening relations between the Trump administration and the Palestinian leadership. Ambassador Hussam Zamlat, head of the delegation to the United States, said his family, including his two young children, left the United States after being informed their visas would now expire when the diplomatic office is closed next month. The visas were supposed to expire in 2020. So it's just another way of dissing the Palestinians. But we've reached a turning point, and there was this interesting article over at Middle East Monitor saying the Israel-Palestine mask is off, and it may never be reworn with the same naivete. And they're commenting on the fact that the U.S. is clearly very biased in the issues between Israel and Palestine. Now, not all that long ago, pre-9/11, the U.S. tried to maintain the image that it was an unbiased, objective arbiter in the issue of Palestinian homeland. And we know that Israel was already compromising our politicians even back then. But boy, ever since 9/11, whatever Israel wants, Israel gets, and especially with Donald Trump in the White House, things are looking very, very bad for the Palestinian people who basically had their country stolen from them all those years ago. Now, former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak has come on out and criticized Benjamin Netanyahu for passing corrupt legislation and even compared Netanyahu to Romanian dictator Nicolae Ceausescu, who was overthrown and executed in 1989. So Ehud Barak was giving a speech in Tel Aviv, and he said the moral collapse of Netanyahu has begotten laws whose only purpose is to help the government escape the corruption, bribery, and breach of trust affairs it is suspected in. As you know, Netanyahu is facing all kinds of corruption charges. Barak actually dropped a hint that Netanyahu could face the same fate as Ceausescu, who was basically overthrown after mass protest against him, and then he was executed by machine gun fire live on Romanian TV. Now, the Likud is out there saying that this is incitement. Ehud Barak is inciting to kill Netanyahu. How dare you do that? So apparently things are not going smoothly, even within Israel's own political structure. Meanwhile, once again, yesterday, settlers from the illegal settlements stormed the Al-Aqsa Mosque under heavy protection of Israeli forces and basically performed Jewish prayers and religious rituals on the grounds of the mosque, supposedly because we're right now in the middle of the major Jewish holidays. Yom Kippur will be on Wednesday. And if you really think about it, again, it's another provocation. If you're a Christian, just imagine you have a church and all of a sudden members of another completely different religion just crash their way on in and start doing whatever it is that they do up on the altar of your church. And you can understand why the Palestinians are very upset about this. By the way, we just recently had the 30th anniversary of the Sabra and Shatila massacre in Lebanon. Hardly anybody noticed, and certainly it was not being marked by the corporate media. Several hundred Palestinians were butchered by Israeli proxies in Lebanon on September 16th, 1982. That math does not work out. This must have been an outdated article. All righty. Now, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're still talking about Israel. And apparently a busload of IDF soldiers clashed with Palestinians at the Kalandia refugee camp in the West Bank after the vehicle entered the camp. Obviously, that's going to be upsetting for the people who are living there. Israel is claiming it was an accident, that they just sort of accidentally drove into this refugee camp. The Palestinians started throwing rocks at the Israeli vehicle. At least one female officer was lightly injured by a stone. Jerusalem Post then commented that the rescue of the soldiers was underway. So this may also be escalating as well. Now, there's an Israeli company is getting ready to invest about $50 million in a weapons factory in the Philippines. Apparently, the Philippines are a major customer of Israeli-made weapons. And so this company is deciding, let's just make them right down there where the customers are. And we'll make all kinds of money and people will get shot to death here. Over in Yemen, things are going very, very bad for the people there. It's a humanitarian disaster. And apparently, the Saudi-led coalition struck the Navy school in Yemen's Hodeidah. And there are no immediate reports on the scale of the destruction or the number of victims. But the war is continuing over there as well. NATO has announced it's going to build a massive command and control center in Afghanistan's capital. And the structure is planned to be a three-story, 120,000-square-foot concrete building. It will have 800 work spaces. And all of the details are being kept under wraps here. This was reported in Stars and Stripes. Now, it's very interesting. If you're going to have a command and control center, a major one, look how far north they're situating it. Okay. Not too long ago, there was another story coming out of Salisbury, England, where two people who were eating at this restaurant, the Prezzo restaurant in Salisbury, came down ill. And immediately everybody said, oh, it's another nerve gas attack. It's another nerve gas attack. And the British authorities are now acknowledging, no, there was no nerve agent. It was just the food was less than healthy. I still think that's really what happened to Sergei Skripal and Yulia, because the restaurant where they were eating was not only a pasta place, but a seafood place. And if you're not careful with that seafood, you can really get people seriously, seriously ill. But they were looking for something. We can blame Russia. It's a nerve agent. It's Novichok. It's more of the propaganda. More of the propaganda. Article coming on out from The Intercept, and it's talking about how the U.S. military is now concerned that large parts of Africa are being seized by ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and Boko Haram. Well, that shouldn't be a problem because ISIS and Al-Qaeda work for the United States. But they're basically setting the stage for military escalation all over Africa. And again, most Americans didn't even know that we were in Africa until four of our soldiers got killed in an ambush in Niger. Moscow is saying that Russia and Ukraine will inevitably overcome the crisis after there's a change of government in Kiev. And the comment was issued after Ukrainian President Poroshenko signed a decree yesterday terminating the Treaty on Friendship, Cooperation, and Partnership between Ukraine and Russia. And Ukrainian Foreign Minister Pavel Klimkin told the press, the termination of the Framework Friendship Treaty would cause a major revision of other agreements between Moscow and Kiev, but did not specify details. So they're basically tearing up the peace agreements here. Over in North Korea, South Korea's leader, Moon Jae-in, has now visited Pyongyang. I think the first South Korean president to visit the North in a very long time. In fact, maybe even going back to the cessation of hostilities in the Korean War. And he was greeted with shouts for reunification. Everyone in Korea is talking reunification. It's an idea whose time has come. After all, it worked out very well for Germany. But the United States is opposing the North and South Korea's push to finally officially end the Korean War. And Moon Jae-in, when he was at this meeting in Pyongyang, said, what we want is peace. Not a tentative change that could be volatile depending upon the international situation, but irreversible, permanent, and unwavering. Regardless of what might happen in the global area. He's talking about reunification. He's dropping hints. That's what they want to do. Now, the Trump administration is basically making it clear they aren't willing to reach a peace deal yet. They're not willing to end the Korean War. And they will only do so after North Korea goes through years of additional concessions. So we'll see what's going to happen there. All right, so let's talk about what's going on with Judge Kavanaugh. This has turned into a real circus. And you have to go back to this lady, this very ultra-liberal California professor, Christine Ford, who is out there selling this story that she was attacked by Kavanaugh at a beer party at a house, and that she actually feared that he could kill her. But then the story gets kind of vague. She doesn't remember who drove her to the party. She doesn't say how much she drank. She doesn't remember whose house it was. She doesn't recall who, if anyone, drove her home. She doesn't recall what day it was. Now, a lot of people are saying, why did you not report it at the time? And Ford has now come on out with a change to the story, saying she did not tell her parents or anyone because she didn't want them to know she had been drinking. Obviously, she was underage at the time. So she didn't tell anybody at all until she told a therapist in 2012. And in the therapist's notes, Kavanaugh's name is not mentioned. And the story is a little different, because the current story coming from Christine Ford is that there were two guys, and Kavanaugh pushed her on the bed and tried to undress her, which, by the way, is really kind of a dumb way to do it. When you're lying on top of somebody, getting their clothes off doesn't really work all that well. And then this other guy who was in the room at the time pulled Kavanaugh off, and that's when they left. But in the version told to her therapist, there were four men. In the room. And now the latest version that's coming on out is saying there were other girls there as well. And none of them came forward to tell the story. Larry Klayman is out there saying that Kavanaugh and Christine Ford must take polygraphs. And unfortunately, I have to disagree, because polygraphs are notoriously unreliable. They are inadmissible as evidence in court. And I know from personal experience, because one time I was given a polygraph and it produced false results. And it took a great deal of convincing to say, look, I don't know what's wrong with that machine, but it's wrong. Meanwhile, Senator Dianne Feinstein is just out there gunning for Kavanaugh. She's pushing back on the hearing for Christine Ford. So here you have the situation. Republicans gave in to the Democrats by agreeing to hear Ford's case. Now, Feinstein got this letter back in July, but they sprang it on Kavanaugh just now. So the Republicans have set up a committee hearing to actually hear Ford out, which plays right into the Democrats' hands, because they're just going to take everything that he says in there and spin it to make it look like it's guilt. Feinstein is out there saying that she really doesn't care in participating in the Senate investigation. She just wants to have the event. It's just more political trickery. Now, as of right now, Christine Ford, we're getting mixed reports about whether she's willing to show up to this hearing. And some are saying, yes, she's going to go. Others are saying, no, she doesn't feel that she needs to go and defend her accusations. Chuck Grassley is saying that if Christine Ford does not accept an invitation, they're going to call the hearing off. They're not just going to put Kavanaugh up there and let him get pounded on by every Democrat in the room. So far, they have not heard back from Christine Ford on this thing. This is pure political theater. This is Anita Hill all over again. And everybody knows what's going on. There's an article in The Federalist saying Democrats have made sure that Brett Kavanaugh will never get a fair hearing. And they're starting out saying there is no evidence that anything happened. But at the same time, in this highly charged, feminist-dominated liberal environment, there's nothing he can say or do that will clear his name. To the eyes of the liberals, accusation equals guilt. Rape is such a serious crime that even innocence cannot be used as a defense. If you're a man in this country, a single uncorroborated account that dates back to 1982 is all your political critics need to accuse you of attempted rape. Now, there's another aspect that we all need to take a look at. There is nothing else in Kavanaugh's background that suggests this kind of behavior. Far cry from Roy Moore or Bill Clinton, whose entire life was one sexual assault after the other after the other. There's nothing in Kavanaugh's background. They haven't found anything. So it doesn't seem like Kavanaugh's that kind of guy. Now, the group opposing Kavanaugh, they've got a huge budget. They're spending millions of dollars to fight the Kavanaugh confirmation. It's being run by a former Feinstein aide. And as I mentioned before, Fox News is reporting, they're launching an ad campaign to basically say, yes, he did it. We can't have an attempted rapist on the Supreme Court. And again, they're going on this principle of accusation equals guilt. We don't need to prove anything. Remember, Christine's lawyer came out the other day and said it's not up to her to defend her allegations. You just take her word at face value. And again, as I've mentioned before, back in the 1990s, during the height of the militant feminist male bash phenomenon, if you will, rape became the second most falsely reported crime in the entire country, according to the FBI's supplemental crime statistics. The National Organization of Women actually opposed the use of DNA tests to find out if an accused man had really done it or not, that it was insulting to women to have to do a DNA test. It implied that they might not be truthful, which many of them turned out to be. And a lot of innocent guys got sent to jail. Paul Craig Roberts came out with an article talking about all this. Evidence is no longer a Western value. And he's talking about how these days, feminist students at Western universities who are offended by scientific fact denounce scientists for speaking truth that contradicts the feminist ideology. And the university administrations haul the scientists before hearings, ideologically prepared to declare the scientist, if male, a misogynist, and basically try and keep certain scientific papers from being published. We were talking about one the other day that was talking about the performance differences between men and women at both the top and the bottom of society. It's a legitimate area of study because it's an observable phenomenon, but it's now been taken down. It's not politically correct. The political ideology is now what's controlling everything. Not the science, not the facts, not the evidence, not the truth, but the political ideology. Political correctness, that decides everything. And by the way, that was another feature found in the Soviet Union before it collapsed, where everything that was being done had to go through that political filter. And one of the greatest disasters that resulted from that was Lysenkoism. And that was during Stalin's time, where he had this scientist who was being exalted the way Al Gore is today, who claimed he had a way of tricking spring wheat to germinate more quickly, and then that trait would be passed on to subsequent generations. And it failed miserably. It resulted in a massive famine, and the Soviet Union was actually forced to buy grain from the United States of America. Okay, so again, from the Daily Caller, another discrepancy emerges in Christine Ford's story. Katz has revealed that there was another girl present at the party. So basically, the story is just fragmenting. And I can imagine Christine Ford is going to be very reluctant to go before that Senate hearing because there have been so many contradictions in her story. And I hope Grassley does cancel it. It's playing into the Democrats' hands. They are desperate, desperate, desperate to get this man out. They don't want another conservative on the bench. and they're playing every dirty trick that they can. Now, remember, Christine Ford has motives to go after Kavanaugh because Judge Kavanaugh's mother, Martha Kavanaugh, was also a judge, ruled in a case involving Christine Ford's parents in a foreclosure. So Christine definitely has a reason to want to harm him. It turns out Christine Ford's brother worked for the law firm that paid Fusion GPS for work with a Russian lawyer who set up the Trump Tower meeting. So interesting company that he keeps. All right, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And despite all the Democrats' delaying tactics and dirty tricks, let's call it what it is, the vote for confirmation will be held Thursday. And they're expecting there are going to be massive liberal protesters outside. And so this last minute Me Too accusation did not succeed in delaying the confirmation vote. What the Democrats are trying to do is to convince some Republicans not to vote in favor of confirmation. And I can imagine the amount of pressure that is being brought to bear on some of these senators. Now, out here in Hawaii, our Senator Mazie Hirono is literally saying that the Democrats could keep this seat vacant for the next 2 years if they have to. They're planning on winning or stealing the Senate this November. And at that point, they will simply block every single conservative justice nominated by Donald Trump in the expectation they're going to get a liberal Democrat president in 2020 by hook or by crook, most likely by crook. So that's what they're playing for. They're absolutely terrified of a conservative Supreme Court, which would unravel a lot of some of this nonsense that has been foisted on the American people in the name of liberalism. And I know there's going to be a big debate over abortion. And as I said before, I'm not happy with Kavanaugh's view of mass surveillance of the American people. He doesn't seem to feel it's a Fourth Amendment problem. But I think taking the court more conservative would be a good idea. The problem is, if the Democrats succeed in bringing Kavanaugh down, it will be impossible to nominate and confirm another candidate between now and November. And that's why the Democrats were trying to drag this out. Another article that came on out from Paul Craig Roberts, and he says, basically, we are in a new civil war. We're not using weapons yet. But the U.S. is in a civil war in every way short of using arms. The institutions won't save us anymore because they no longer mean anything. There are two sides which are equally unchangeable in their minds. And both sides are not driven by the same principles. You can call it a fight between idealism versus realism, which is exactly what it is. The liberals are idealists. They dream of this amazing world. And conservatives want to deal with the world as it actually is. But it is splitting the nation in two. Now, one of our callers was mentioning that the American coasts are the bastions of liberal elitism. And they've been calling the core of America deplorables, flyover country. Like, you're not important. If you're not on a coast, you're just not important here. Biden was out there giving a speech to an LGBTQ group and described Trump supporters as virulent dregs of society. All right, we're going to take a break here for station identification. Back with hour number three after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.